Hey everyone, this is Stelieffi.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, I actually want to talk about your book, Heaton, The Content Marketing Playbook.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
And I love the title of it, the subtitle of it, which is like built from 12 years and 83,232,461 visits. Right? So this is very specific. It's very much, if you show me this title, I would have a strong guess that you were involved in this because it's so good, so specific. 12 years and over 83 million visits have given you all the experience, all the knowledge to put together a content marketing playbook. So there's this book out there for people that are interested and want to get the book. They can go to heatonism.com/content-marketing-ebook. Or if you just type in, you know how I got to the URL without knowing it beforehand? I was just typing Heaton Shaw book and boom, the second URL or something was that. And
cool.
Then you just put in your email like I did this morning and you get the book. We've never talked about the book. You never told me about it, which I'm a little hurt by. I remember Ramin telling me that he read it and he shared some things from the book with me. And I was like, what? There's a book. I need to read it. So it was on my list of things to complain about and then to talk about with you.
Awesome.
So if you want to share why you put it together and what was the motivation and what has happened, all the kind of background behind the scenes stuff, I'm totally curious and interested. But if you had to like summarize who should read it and what are the core components in there? Let's go in and then I'm going to be curious and I'm going to try to get as much out of this book from you. So I have to, so I get the most value when I actually go through and read it.
Okay. Well, I wrote the book because I could, just like you, Stelly, I really believe in, sharing what you know. Definitely, through the years of doing content marketing from, having top user accounts on dig.com to, Twitter, Facebook, and even, having B2B blogs, as well as helping a whole bunch of people through this. Content marketing is just something that I found as a big pattern throughout the whole time I've been sort of running businesses on the internet since 2013. So yeah, wrote this ebook. It was partially based on some talks I gave last year and the year before, as well as some new material. The big idea there is that I see a lot of people doing content marketing. And what they usually tend to believe is, oh, we're just going to start blogging. And there isn't too much more thought that's given to it. And so I really start the ebook by talking about how we came up with our content marketing for Kissmetrics, which actually didn't start with a blog. It started with a Twitter account. And we found the hashtag a lot of marketers and analytics folks were hanging out on, meaning they would share content using this hashtag. The hashtag was called hashtag measure. MEASURE. And we basically, at first, co-opted it and started posting interesting links, not our own stuff, but other people's stuff on that hashtag. And it got to the point where people started tweeting and saying things like this. They said, gotta hand it to the Kissmetrics team for consistently pumping out good measure links. And this was April 6th, 2010, by this guy named Justin Kistner. And, it worked. I mean, that was about a year and a half into the strategy, and it worked. Like we really got the attention of these marketers and analytics folks, and then we just came up with a simple framework that we teach in the ebook, which is answer these three questions for you to really think about how do you engage an audience and what do you do with them. So it's who are your customers? So we had decided online marketers were our customers. Where do they hang out? We knew they hung out on Twitter. And they hung out on that hashtag. And then how should you engage them? And that had everything to do with our strategy of like sharing interesting links, links that we found interesting all across the internet about online marketing and analytics and social media and all the things that marketers cared about. And we just started sharing it. And we were probably for a long time the number one account sharing links to that hashtag. And this was at a time when Twitter was, growing. And so, it was early and it was growing. So it was a great place to go in and really introspect and say, is my audience there? And is there anything we can do? And so, I basically teach that in the book to basically explain that content marketing isn't just about blogging. It's actually about finding your audience and writing content, whether it's, you know, curated like we did on Twitter, or actually writing blog posts, or engaging with people in a forum, or even offline. If they're hanging out offline, you could still do content marketing to them. So to me, it's about giving people a broader perspective on what they think of as content marketing, letting them know that even though in a lot of my companies we have popular blogs, popular content marketing, it didn't start with just a blog. It actually starts with knowing that there's an audience worth going after. So that's the first main part of it. That's the big idea, I would say, that's a lot different than things that I've read out there.
I love it. So it's so powerful. And it's the simple, I think it is so powerful, but because in its simplicity, I think that some of the core power of it is lost on the first time listener, right? And it was lost on me multiple times over the years as I'd heard some of these ideas. Like even a simple thing as asking yourself, who is my customer? Is something that people go, yeah, all right, next thing. I want the secret, the hack, the viral loop. Tell me something else. And then they work on a year or two on their stuff and they do all these marketing things and they struggle and it's difficult. And when you ask them, who is your customer? Who is your ideal customer? Can you describe that, you know, person and persona as a buyer, but also that business if you're selling to B2B in as many specifics as possible? They don't know, and they're very generic. They're like, well, any business between 2 and 2,000 employees is ideal for our solution. No, it's not. And it's not an identifiable customer, right? It's not easy for us to do marketing because if we don't know who's the customer, we can't answer the second question, which is, where do they hang out? Which is another thing. For most of my life, when I was doing marketing in certain businesses, I didn't really ask that question well enough. Well, I was not thorough enough in my research on like, where do my customers hang out, right? I was just like, yeah, let's do, what is a cool idea for marketing? I think is the starting point that many people have versus what is marketing my customer consumes and likes and where are the places they do that? So this seems like such a simple idea, but I find that the execution of it, I think, seems boring to some people, is what my hypothesis would be. So they want to step over that and get to the next cool thing and, you know, write the ebook. I need to write an ebook, right? You've never written a blog post or a tweet, but let's write an ebook. And we don't know who the audience for the ebook is, or if they consume ebooks, or where they find these ebooks to consume, but we're going to write an ebook as our marketing game plan, right? That's our marketing playbook, is to write an ebook this quarter. So a lot of times people just sidestep all the fundamentals and they want to get to the end result. And then they do this, they have an ebook just like you, but the ebook doesn't create any results and they are wondering why. And I find that most of the time where I'm in that situation, the why is I didn't answer the core questions in the beginning. I didn't do the fundamental things first. So hence, when I built my building without the foundation, it was just collapsing, right? And not a really good structure. So I love that framework. It seems simple, but I think it's really powerful. One other thing I want to zoom in a little bit in is the curation part, right? You said this before, but I don't think people get this. I'm also partially saying this because I need to hear it myself more often, which is that you can build an audience and you can create an insane amount of value and you can start driving traffic to things by not just creating content, but curating content, by being a good curator of content, by just sharing really valuable links. You can become somebody that a lot of people want to follow, or a brand that a lot of people start trusting. And during Kissmetric times, it was a hashtag on Twitter. Today, some people might go, well, let me ask you directly, is finding a good hashtag on Twitter still a viable tactic, do you think, or is that ship sailed?
That's a great question. I think you can easily figure this out just by searching on Twitter for words that are related to your business. So if we